Hello and welcome to Health on the Hill. I'm Mary Agnes Carey. The 2010 healthcare law requires that Medicare providers be paid on the quality of medical care they give and the amount their patients cost Medicare. That's a change from the current reimbursement system, which is based on the number of services provided. Making this payment change for physicians is turning out to be more complicated than experts anticipated. Jordan Rao of Kaiser Health News is here to give us the details. Hi, Jordan.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for being here.
Glad to be here.
Now, as we know, backers of the health law have said that linking provider payment to the quality of the service that they provide, something known as value-based purchasing, is really important to reducing healthcare costs. But when it comes to implementing this for physicians, it's turning out to be a little more complicated than it is for other providers like a hospital. Why is that?
You know, it's really interesting. This was part of the law that was least controversial when it was passed because everyone thinks, well, pay more for quality and less for low quality. That doesn't sound unreasonable. But now that they're actually getting into the details, it's proving to be very difficult. And it's more difficult for physicians than just about anyone because, first of all, there are fewer number of patients that a physician sees, and you need a large sample or mass to really figure out how they're treating the patients, because if you just have a couple and one patient is particularly sick or doesn't do that well, you don't want it to unfairly reflect on the physician. So that's one reason. Another problem or challenge that they have is who to compare the doctors to. You don't want to compare one type of specialist to a different type that isn't exactly the same. And then they also have the challenge of figuring out, and this is probably the hardest thing, how much that resources that doctor uses of Medicare. And that is proving very challenging because you can't just take a look at the Medicare billing of that doctor, but you have to figure out what they're doing. Are they referring too many people to high-priced specialists and not intervening early enough? Are they having too many lab tests? And conversely, you want to make sure that you're not thinking that someone that's not doing enough is actually doing a great job.
And in the story that you recently did on this issue, you talked about 20,000 physicians in four states getting reports from Medicare about the care that they delivered to patients. What sorts of things did those reports discuss?
These are really long reports. They're 14 pages long, and links were emailed in. And they have extensive amounts of the quality measures that the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services are considering using. So everything from how did you handle a patient with diabetes to did you do depression screening, just, you know, dozens, I think 28, so two dozen different potential tests. And then they also have in them, I think what's going to be the most disconcerting for some physicians, they have the average amount that their patients cost Medicare compared to all other doctors. And that's not just including what that doctor did that cost Medicare, but all of the patient's services.
And what's Medicare going to use all this information for?
Well, these are technically called feedback reports, and that is actually very accurate. These were started because Medicare is really trying to figure out how to do this correctly. And so they are sending these out to doctors to see what the doctors are going to say and say, you know what? This is really unfair or inaccurate because X, Y, or Z. So it's almost like a survey, and they, rather than waiting until they've implemented this program and people's pay are actually being affected by it, they want to do a dry run of their initial efforts, and then they're going to use these and fine-tune their metrics.
Do they have a time yet when by this date, this is how Medicare will evaluate what you're paid as a physician?
The law says that they have to start doing this new payment system in 2015, but they have a lot of leeway. They're supposed to do it for large group practices and some specialists as the government sees fit. But they're supposed to have it all wrapped in by 2017. And then it should apply to most physicians. Now, for the people that are picked in 2015, and the government hasn't decided who those are going to be, their initial pay is going to be based on what happened to their patients in 2013. So that's actually pretty close. That's just a couple months away.
Now, we know that physicians are unhappy with the current Medicare payment system, something known as a sustainable growth rate. It always calls for these large reductions unless Congress steps in to stop it. They can't be happy about this.
You would think in some ways that half of them would be happy because most doctors, you would think that they do a pretty good job. But they're very, very worried about this. The professional societies are very worried about this. We did a story about this for the Washington Post, and it got over 200 comments, and they were almost all concerned because doctors are already so frustrated with the Medicare payment levels because they are so much less than commercial insurance, that they just see this as another uncertainty, another potential for them to lose out on money, and they're very worried about it.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Jordan Rao of Kaiser Health News.
Thanks.